Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello. It's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up, and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm Chris Clemens, and y'all are the people. I'm excited for today's episode, as all the calls really have to deal with relationships slash intimacy slash dating. You know, all the important themes that this podcast carries. I got back from New York yesterday because Hilary Duff and her team invited me to her concert, which 10-year-old me genuinely would be gagged at. But I say that because I think I caught a wee bit of a cold. So if I sound irregular, it's because I feel irregular. I'll get into more details of the concert on the Chris vs. the People after show that we shoot over on Patreon. If you're not a member, you can join by going to patreon.com/ChrisClemens or clicking the link in the description. Also, if you haven't subscribed to Chris vs. the People, you can do so wherever you get your podcasts, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople. If you like video episodes, I personally love watching the video versions of these episodes, but whatever floats your boat floats mine. And then finally, if you want to be one of the people I talk to in an episode, be sure to fill out the form that is in the description of every episode. It says, like, be on the show, and then you just click the link, and then you might be on the show. And that's showbiz, babe. Another exciting thing that happened this week is that I signed a lease in New York for a studio for Chris vs. the People. So comment some guests you'd love to see and have sit across from me at the table and dive into ridiculous stories from their past. But right now we've got some ridiculous stories of our own. So here is our first caller. Hello, Kay. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. What story do you have for us today?
So today I have basically when my dad cheated on my mom with someone who's like the same age as my sister. So it started like when, so I'm 21 now, and it started when I was like 15.
So how old was your sister at the time of the cheating?
I was 15, so we're like 5 years apart, 15, 16, 17.
So was she 10 or 20?
She was 23.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wait, what? I don't think that that math maths, but you know what? I'm not going to be the math police today. There's already too much policing going on in this world. How did you find out that your dad was cheating on your mom?
So this is a crazy thing. My dad literally just straight up told me. He was like, hey, because we took a trip, because he works out of state from where we currently live. And so we take like trips there all the time. And so it was just like a one-on-one thing. And he was like, hey, let's go to the mall so we can buy this person a phone. And I was like, why are we buying this person a phone? And she's like, well, she's like my, how do you say this? Like, she's like my fling. I was like, why are you having a fling?
And why are you telling your 15-year-old daughter this? I don't ever understand when parents like act as if their kid is their confidant. That is your child. He's like, hey, let's go on a trip. Oh, you want to go to the mall? By the way, I'm cheating on your mom with someone your sister's age. What?
No, literally. And the crazy thing is, like, my mom has met her. I have met her because
before you knew that she was who your dad was cheating with?
Yes. And when I met her, she was pissed off with the presence of me and my sister because we were just helping out, like, my dad. Like, just around, like, where he was working at.
Wait, how was it that you all knew the mistress before the mistressing happened?
So here's the crazy part. The mistress was one of his employees.
Of course it was. I mean, men are two things, so fucking stupid and so unoriginal. Jesus God. He is so fucking dumb. He didn't even need to tell you and take you to the mall. He could have been like, we need to get another line for an employee.
I know, right? You would think so. You would think so. But he was like, no, it's just, you know, you're like my friend, my daughter. I was like, I'm your daughter, not your friend. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Also, I'm fucking 15. I couldn't even drive over to your house to have a fucking game night if we wanted, friend.
No, literally, like, I just got, like, my permit to drive. Like, I had other things to worry about, like...
Wow, that's crazy that he just gently was like, oh, so by the way, some fun facts about me. We're going to the mall, and I'm cheating on your mom.
No, yeah, and the crazy part, is like, so, like, since she knew us all, she was, like, basically, like, harassing, like, my family and, like, sending us letters, sending us, like, text messages, and then my dad would be just, like nonchalant about it. She'd be like, yeah, I'm handling it. And my mom would be like, you're not doing shit about it. Like, you need to, like, put your, like, big boy pants on and do something about it because you're not doing anything about it.
Was this harassing happening before you guys knew that that's who your dad was cheating on your mom with?
No, it was after. Like, after we, like, all found out, because, like, my mom tried to keep it as, like a secret because she didn't want to, like, ruin, like, my dad's image. In, like, in our eyes, but, like, I already knew, and then I was, like, trying to find, like, a way to, like, to tell her, but I was like, why do I have to tell her, but like, about this?
This doesn't even make sense, because if that was your dad's employee, and she was harassing all of you guys, and none of you knew that your dad was cheating at that point, were any of you just like, hey, so we think something might be going on? Also, can you fire her?
No, it was, like, after, like, when she, like, when we found out and she found out that we knew, because, like, my mom would, like, send her, like, text messages back, that's when she started, like, harassing us and, like, all that stuff.
Well, how did your mom find out that your dad was cheating on her?
Because she was, like, sending us messages.
The mistress?
Yes.
But maybe I'm misunderstanding. How is your mom so chill being, like, take care of this? I would have been like, get the fuck outside and sleep with the raccoons, you dumb bitch.
Because they've been married for, like, forever, and, like, my parents are, like, they're both, like, Hispanic, and so, like, they're, like, not two peas in a pod, they're, like, two peas in a broken pod, but, like, they're, like, I don't know, they're just, I feel like they're, like, trauma bonded in a weird way.
Okay, yeah, trauma bonded. I was gonna say toxic, but trauma bonded works just as well.
It's definitely toxic, too, but they just have, like, I don't know. They just have, like, this weird relationship. And, like, I've told my mom multiple times. I'm like, girl, you need to end up. She's like, no, it's just because of you guys. I'm like, girl, I'm fine with it. Like,
you're like, no, mom, I already printed out the divorce contract. All you have to do is sign it.
No, literally. I was like, I'm actually looking up at the nearest divorce lawyers in town.
Are they still together right now?
Unfortunately, yes. They are. And, like, also, like, he tried to, like, so he, like, sucked at technology, so he would try to get me and my sister to order stuff for her and for the mistress's mom. And when I caught, and, like, the first time he tried that with me, because, like, I'm very, like, opinionated, I was like, don't you ever put me in a situation like this. Like, I don't want to hear anything about this. Like, I'm not ordering shit for you. Like, you can go figure this out, and you can go, like, ruin your relationship however you want, but don't put me into this.
But... why is he sneaking around and asking you to buy stuff when everybody knows what's happening?
Because he's a man. Like, they don't really think.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a thinker. He just...
He's a doer, not a thinker.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, like, not a lot of brain cells left up there for him. But yeah, like, he was just like... And she also had a daughter... And so, like, in the letters that she would write us, she would be like, whenever I graduate, whenever the youngest one, like, graduates high school, he's going to divorce you, and me and him are going to be a family with my daughter. And then I was like, girl, what kind of fantasy land are you living in? Like, he already has an established life, and of course he also bought her tons of gifts, like clothes, and he would take her to trips, like, outside the state and all that stuff. Like, it was crazy. And this lasted for, like, 2.5 years.
I love that you're telling this whole story, and it sounds like you're in, like, the cleaning closet right next door to his office or something. Like, you sound like you are whispering for your life right now, and honestly, God bless. Are they still seeing each other now?
No, because, like, I kept attacking him. I'm like, you need to, like, do something about this, because, like, this is not a good thing. And so like, she doesn't work for him anymore. She got fired. She worked somewhere else, but she wants to come back and work with him because the job that she has right now isn't as good. So I was like, well, that sucks for you because you ruined that opportunity for yourself.
But so has your dad cheated on your mom since?
No.
Or not that we know, I guess. Not that he's told you at the mall.
Yes, no, honestly. But like, I bring it up to him like twice a week.
Oh my God, twice a week, bitch. I would be like twice a day. I'd wake up and say, good morning, Dad. Remember when you cheated on Mom with someone my sister's age? Like,
you know when like the whole Coldplay thing happened? He saw it on video and he was like, he had like no chill reaction. I was like, of course you would not have a reaction to it considering that you were cheating a couple years ago, right?
Considering he was right next to those people spooning.
No, yeah. Yeah, like I always like when I get a chance, I always like bring it up because one thing about me, I will not put something like that to rest. And he low-key like complains to my mom about it. And I'm just like, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know this man, but he genuinely, and I mean this with the most amount of respect and honesty and love.
No, you're good.
He sounds like a dumbass.
He is 100% of the time.
Like, yes. Why is he complaining to the person he cheated on about his kid bringing up the fact that he cheated? Like, this whole thing, like, I'm a little under the weather, and this whole thing makes me feel even less in touch with reality. I can't imagine running over someone's dog, say, and then going to complain to them about my dog or something. Like, I don't know what metaphor that was, okay?
No, it's okay. But I got it.
It's like, I don't understand what the... Like, is he okay? Does he have neurological issues?
Honestly, probably. He probably has, like, some mental illness because he didn't believe in therapists, and we told him, like, he needs to go to a psychiatrist because, like, there's something, like, not right with him at all. He's like, no, I don't need one. Like, I'm not crazy. We're like,
oh, honey, relay the message. Hi, my name is Chris. I'm a photography major. You are mentally ill, bro.
No, very.
Like, you don't even need to see a professional psychiatrist to get that evaluation.
No, definitely not. Like, he has a couple cables loose, you know?
Babe, I don't think the cables are loose. I don't think the cables were ever put in the fucking box to begin with.
No. And, like, he really fits into a stereotype, because I don't know if you heard a stereotype, but, like, my dad's, like, Dominican. So, like, Dominican men are known to, like, be cheating and stuff like that.
Why does everyone bring up when a guy is Dominican, they make it known that they're Dominican?
Yo, because they're trying to warn you that they're going to cheat on you. That's what it is.
I mean, I guess, but I have heard this so many times, which, I mean, like...
Because it's true.
Well, no, it's a stereotype, but...
No, it's true because, like, I'm, like, in my family, like, almost every man in my family has cheated. I know people, like, around, like, where my parents are from, where they have cheated. Like, it's everyone there cheats.
Oh, wow. Okay, I mean, I'll take it from you, I guess, but what a bummer.
Yeah, it really is.
You describing your family tree as just a bunch of cheaters and then women is crazy.
Well, some, not all, because, you know, there are some good ones out there. But it is a stereotype for a reason, because, like, a majority of them do have, like, a fishy past, you know? But, you know, there are some good ones out there. There are some good ones, I will say.
Okay, well... I don't even know what to say after this. I'm like, okay. Wow. I'm kind of gagged to find out, though, that your parents are still together. Like, that's really... Is it, like, a cultural thing not to get a divorce?
Kind of, yeah. Like, they're like, once you're together, like, you're together. Like, that's it. Like, ride or die, basically.
Well, that didn't stop him from riding and dying for Little Miss Assistant.
Tell me about it.
Wow. Well... Go be sure to ridicule your dad and remind him of the time he was a stupid fuck.
Oh, of course. It's due, actually.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad we had this little discussion. Go do the Lord's work, and thanks for being on today's episode.
Thank you for calling.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, guys. I mean, dads, am I right? Oh, I mean, if you have a good dad, go and hug him tight, because that's the stereotype I have. That's what I'm bringing to this green felted table is, dude, I feel like almost every dad is a deadbeat. Whoop, I said it. I know there's some really good ones out there, trust and believe, but like, why is it so consistently across the board that every episode we find out that literally men ain't what shit? And then I'm sitting here thinking like, well, Chris, you're a man saying that. And I'm like, well, no, I'm a man. I'm not whatever the fuck these freaks are who are off just cheating and being morally corrupt. I do not claim that. Okay. I don't know what I claim, but what I do claim is that my nose is running profusely from the cold I got. But that doesn't matter because we have our next caller. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor. Welcome to the Nowadays No Hangover Club. And the first rule of No Hangover Club, you can't get a hangover. This is one of those special cases where a brand I love and adore and put everybody onto is also supporting today's episode. I am so gagged because I have been a fan of Nowadays for such a long time. And the fact that they support this show is so gaggy to me. If you don't know, Nowadays is a zero-proof THC-infused beverage that delivers a clean, balanced buzz, no hangover, no bloat, no regrets. It really is such a smooth taste, and it's a social lift that actually feels good and an overall smarter way to drink, whether you're pouring it over ice or cracking open a ready-to-sip can. Now, if you're watching today's episode, that glass that I'm drinking from occasionally in this is literally Nowadays. I am such a fan. I make one almost every night. It is the perfect way to wind down, and I really cannot say enough amazing things. I literally ordered 4 bottles of it with my own promo code from last time they sponsored an episode because it's amazing. I literally cannot endorse it enough. And honestly, I'll probably be using my code again because now when you visit trynowadays.com/Clemens, you can get 30% off your order. That's trynowadays.com/Clemens or use code Clemens at checkout. Store locator, drink responsibly, must be 21 or older. And with that said, let's carry on with the episode. Hi, Cece. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What story do you have for us today?
Hi, Chris. I have the story of my potentially very bad decision to have a threesome while I was living in remote backcountry Alaska.
Sorry, just needed a second to digest that collection of words. Wow. What? I mean, let's just start from the top. What brought you to Alaska?
I don't want to get too specific, but I was a park ranger. I won't say what park.
That's fine. You definitely don't need to, but you got transferred to Alaska?
I applied. I wanted to go to Alaska.
Can I ask why? Just like the nature of it all?
Yeah, I'm just a wilderness person. I mean, I love people, but I don't like cities. I don't do well in cities. So, you know, the nature and the human history too.
Okay, period. And then how long had you been in Alaska when this happened?
Not very long. I was only there for one season, and I had been there for maybe 3 or 4 months when this happened.
Okay, wow, you got to work, honey.
Yeah, everything was on warp speed.
So why was it a bad decision? Was it with coworkers?
Well, yeah, that's the only people that were there, really. I mean...
You're like, Chris, it was us three, and that was the population.
Kind of. I mean, there were like 30 people that I lived and worked with. And most of the people I lived and worked with were really old men who were nice, but I wasn't going to have sex with them.
No, yeah, you're not trying to have a threesome with them, okay? They're about to have a threesome with the ground and then our Lord and Savior.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay, yeah, no,
but
actually.
Wait, you all were living under the same roof?
No. So we weren't living under the same roof. We had like individual houses. And so one of the people that I slept with was my coworker, and another was her friend that was visiting. He was only there for a week.
Okay. God, work. Work. Wait, that's like kind of fun. And I will wait. It doesn't seem like it was fun because this was a bad decision in your words. So run us through it.
It was a questionable decision. I wouldn't say I regret it necessarily, but I don't know if I maybe shouldn't have done it. So what happens, I get to Alaska and most of my coworkers, again, the only people that I live with in this community are old men. I have like one person that I'm friends with. And then a little while in, like maybe a month in, this other girl shows up and she's like my age. We'll just call her Eve. She's super cool. She and I hit it off immediately. And we start hanging out all the time. And I'm starting to get a little bit of a crush on her. I'm feeling like she's attracted to me too. So I tell her and she's like, oh, well, I don't want to, you know, risk our friendship. So I don't want to hook up. Well, it goes on like this where she keeps like being, it's like, I don't know. She was doing the like, you know, the thing that sometimes like girls who don't want to admit that they're into girls do, where they'll have these like really toxic, close, intimate relationships and then pretend like it's not a relationship when it definitely is. Are you familiar with that?
I am not familiar with that, but I hear you loud and clear.
So she was like, I think basically because I'm not a man, she did not want to acknowledge it. Anyway, took her getting drunk at a party, us getting drunk together at a party, and she was trying to sleep with literally anyone she could.
It's always when they get drunk at a party.
Mm-hmm. She looks at me and she's like, Cece, I need to sleep with someone tonight. And I was like, I am right here. We can have sex. Like, this can be solved immediately. And sorry, my dog is really being annoying. And so finally, I shouldn't have done this, but we started sleeping together that night. And then she kept like just being a jerk about it for the next few months.
Well, define being a jerk. What does that entail?
She would. It was really weird. She was constantly really hot and cold. And I would try to talk to her and have just a conversation being like, OK, do you want to just go back to being friends? Was this just like a one time thing? And she'd be like, no.
She'd say no to which option?
Oh, to like sleeping together still, but she still, or no. She would say to just being friends. She would want to still sleep together, or she said she did, and then she never would actually want to unless she was really drunk. Also, she started hooking up with my neighbor who she didn't like. She repeatedly said she wasn't attracted to him. She didn't think he was a nice person. None of us really liked him because he was really creepy, but she would sleep with him all the time and then try to hide it from me, which again, he's my neighbor.
You're like, babe, you're on the Ring camera. I don't know what to tell you. That's you.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, so I have a question though. Was she awoken sexually after your night of sleeping together, or was she like, no, I'm definitely straight?
No, she was awoken sexually before. Like, she had told me she was bi, and so...
Oh!
So, like, she knew, but she didn't want to actually be with someone who wasn't a man. I mean, I'm non-binary, but I'm AFAB, so I think it was... from what I could understand, because she would sleep with literally anyone with a penis that she could...
Well, it seems like there was only a handful of that there, so...
Exactly. It was like stinky fishermen who would be visiting, like the guy that she doesn't like and repeatedly says that she's not attracted to. And then there's me, and I think I'm pretty okay, but she would like only sleep with me if she got super, super drunk first. So I think there was some like internalized homophobia going on there.
No, that's why I was sort of wondering what her journey was into the alphabet.
Yeah.
So where does the guy come in? Well, I know where he came in. He came in both of you. But where does he like enter in the story?
So she had been like she lived in a van and was like doing van life before she came to Alaska.
Oh, she gives such van life. Like, how did I fucking know?
I know, right? Anyway, so she had been in San Francisco before Alaska, just like briefly, had met this guy on Tinder. They hooked up and then just decided like they weren't like a right fit romantically. So they became friends, and he was like a wealthy tech bro guy. So he made plans to come and visit her in Alaska that summer. So after like a month after month and a half after she and I had hooked up, and we were doing this off and on thing, he came to visit for the week. And the moment I met him, the moment he was introduced to me, she asked me, like, before he got there, she was like, do you want to hang out with us this week? And I was like, oh, that's really nice. If you want to spend time with just him, like, that's fine, whatever. The moment I met him, I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. Because there were, like, just immediate vibes. I was like, oh, fuck. This girl's going to get so mad at me.
Oh, you wanted to sleep with him?
Mm-hmm. Well, he wanted to, too. I could tell. It was like immediate. And the thing was, okay, so I want to be really clear about this because he was her friend who was visiting her. So like, it was a little bit of a faux pas for me to initiate anything with him, I would say. But
is that a faux pas?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like that's just being an adult is like, hey, I met somebody and we want to fuck. I don't think that that's that crazy to be like, hey, friend, the person, although I guess this happened to me.
Oh.
A friend was visiting me and then a friend hooked up with him. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay, so I hear it suddenly now. The paw has entered the foe. The faux pas with us.
But here's what I'll say is that they were very much had just said to each other that they were just friends. And she had told him he couldn't sleep with one specific person who lived with us, but it wasn't me. So everybody else was on the table. Like, she had set her boundary. The boundary did not include me. I was.
You were fair game, honey. I mean, listen.
I was 13.
This town now has a population of 31 for a week, and you're going to have some fucking fun.
It was fresh meat. How was I not going to take advantage? Like,
I mean, honey, they could have planted a new tree, and I would have thought about it. I mean, if I were in your shoes, I am not blaming you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, my God. I mean, especially if it's some, like, hot tech bro. Fuck it. Literally, go and fuck it.
Yeah. So the week goes by. We're all hanging out the whole week. And I'm, like, trying to suss out the vibes. Like, oh, maybe I misread. Da-da-da-da. And then the last night, like, we all get drunk together. And, like, but there was, like, a lot of people. It wasn't, like, just the three of us. It was, like, everybody was drinking together.
It was all 31 of you.
All 31 of us. She's hanging out with my neighbor the whole night, ignoring both me and the person who was, it was his last night there. And she's off flirting with my neighbor. And so I eventually take this guy outside and I'm like, hey, do you want to make out? And he's like, yes, very much. And so we make out. She comes and finds us and is like, okay, I can't believe you guys would do this without telling me.
It's like, babe, we tried telling you. However, you're at my neighbor's house, who you reportedly fucking hate, girl.
Yeah, literally. Literally. Now, I don't remember exactly where the transition occurred. There was alcohol involved, so my memories are a little fuzzy. But at some point, the three of us are off alone together. I'm like, hey, we should go skinny dip in the lake.
Oh my God, just say you want to have a threesome. God, skinny dip in the lake? Whew.
I mean, it is fun to swim in the lake in Alaska. It's like a cold plunge. It's very refreshing. But then once our clothes are off, it makes it very easy to begin the threesome.
Okay, I hear you on that one. But still, like, fuck jumping into a lake.
I would recommend it. You should try it sometime. Maybe you'd like it.
I don't know. I don't think I'm a lake girl, you know? Like, an ocean, I know what's out there. You know, I know that it could be a great white. I know that it could be a clownfish. I know it could be a seagull. Like, in a lake, I'm like, bitch, we still haven't confirmed if Loch Ness Monster is real or not. I don't think so. Like, a contained little thing is like, what's in there is in there. There's no, ooh, I don't know what that is, but I just do not trust lakes.
You know, that's fair enough. Maybe I should think more like that.
No, I mean, you seem to be doing great, girl. I mean, you're having threesomes with the fresh meat. I mean, you seem to be doing everything just fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So we have the threesome. And then she seems to have, everything was consensual. Everything was enthusiastic.
Did you guys do anything crazy? Like, I mean, let's not just brush over the most exciting part of the story.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to get too, I mean, it really was not very crazy. It was just like, I don't know, a basic two people with vaginas and one person with a penis.
So. No, a classic two hole, one pole.
Yeah.
Love it.
But I mean, it was on a twin bed. It was, so that did require some finagling.
Yeah, no, I think all three of you could be qualified for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team after having a threesome on a twin bed.
It was that or the floor. Maybe the floor would have been a better option, but it's cold in Alaska, so, you know. Anyway.
I'd like to just say 2 minutes ago, you said, let's jump in a lake. So I don't want to hear how cold the floor could be.
Okay, fair point.
Psycho.
So next day, though, she's really mad at just him. She wasn't mad at me. I'm not really sure why.
Because feminism, babe. I mean, you know, that's... Fuck the tech bro. Well, you did, but et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, I don't know. She kind of felt like he took advantage of me and, like, betrayed her, which, I mean, I initiated the whole thing.
You're like, girl, I took advantage of him. Not like that. Like, not like that. I don't think you molested this man, just for the record. Like, I just meant, like,
no. You
had definitely... were the one with a motive to get down and dirty.
No, I was putting the pieces in place. I was making this happen. And so she got really mad at him. So, but then, you know, we still have a few months left in our season. So, you know, we're carrying on. She and I never hook up again, but we are really close friends. We have a really close friendship.
Nothing seems different because that's a wild fact to hear that you guys don't ever hook up again, but you're still close.
I started to have standards because during that week, he and I talked and I was like, yeah, she kind of treats me like this and this and that. And he was like, that's really not cool. And all of my friends have been telling me it wasn't cool. But now this is someone who's not in our little insane circle of like 30 people. So I was like, maybe I should have standards. So I told her, I was like, if you're going to keep sleeping with my neighbor, I'm not going to sleep with you anymore. You can sleep with literally anyone else, just not my neighbor. Because the neighbor was also like trying to start shit with me because he was jealous.
Ugh. Not you guys like having like a fucking a fuck off. Like.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I'm not competing with you. It's.
You're like, you can have my sloppy seconds, babe. Okay. You can have your fish, you nasty little fisherman.
Yeah, and then he gave me a whole salmon for my birthday. And I was like, what's this about?
A whole what?
A salmon.
Oh, a salmon. I thought you said a whole family. And I was like, of who?
Oh.
Of what?
No, sorry.
A
salmon.
He brought over just a raw salmon?
Yeah, that he had like caught out of the river. It was a very, very generous gesture. And I was like, I don't understand this. Is this like a way to get me away from the girl? It was very strange.
Wow. I just have so many questions about Alaska. It turns out.
There was a lot going on.
This man caught a salmon for you and presented it to you?
Yeah. Like as a birthday gift. And while also like trying to manipulate me and being really weird and aggressive with me and like trying to compete with me. And I was like, dude, it's not a competition.
You're like, dude, you can catch salmon. Okay, I can't. You got that.
I mean, I caught one salmon. It wasn't very good at it.
And that's okay, doll. Like, that's what your neighbor's for. That and fucking your friend.
Yeah, exactly. They have two uses, catching fish and fucking your friends.
Are you still friends with Van Girl?
Well, no. So the guy from San Francisco, he and I started like kept talking after he went back to San Francisco. And then we kept talking and then I moved to San Francisco and moved in with him. And we were in a very committed relationship for 2 years that, only recently ended.
Oh my God. Like, bitch, I'm gagged. What? oh my God, I'm so happy you made it out of Alaska alive. I was afraid you were making this call from there.
No. I mean, I'm still somewhere rural, but at least there's like cars and roads. It's really exciting.
No, totally. Like 100%. Wow. Did your friend like the fact that you guys were in a committed relationship? Was she not in the picture at that point?
Well, no. So she was, as it would turn out, she was in love with him, a fact which she had not told anybody at all. Him, me, anyone.
That's some sneaky shit right there that I don't like.
Like, and here's the thing. I've talked with a lot of the other people who were friends with both of us and lived in Alaska with us. And they're like, we don't think she was actually in love with the guy. We think it was that she was in love with you and she was mad that you chose somebody else over her. Because it was just a lot of like displaced stuff. I don't want to sound like I'm like,
no, you sound like I'm tapping my fingers together. I know you can't see it, but I hear you loud and clear. No, I don't think that you are responsible for reading someone's mind. And also, I really don't think she has feelings for him. I'm just going to say that.
And I talked so much. Like, we hung out all the time. And, like, her roommate thinks that she was in love with me. The other people, like, our other friends, everyone thinks that it was me and not him. And that's what the whole thing was about. So she got really mad, didn't talk to either of us for a few months, eventually reached out to me, started a friendship with me again, then was just really an asshole as a friend. She was a really bad friend. And then, like, I had, like, a serious family thing happen shortly before the family thing. The last thing I texted her was, like, thank you so much for, like, coming out to dinner, and, like, it meant so much to me that, like, you spent time with me and da-da-da, and I'm grateful for you as a friend. She never responded to that, and then when I had the serious family thing happen, I never heard from her. Then, 8 months later, I hear from our mutual friend that apparently she's telling people that I ghosted her and I stopped talking to her? Yeah.
Who is she telling this to? Like, what circle is this running in?
It's the Alaska circle, the formerly Alaskan.
Oh, I mean, it seems like everybody in Alaska has looked for Alaska and only found out that she's off her rocker.
Yeah, it's a strange place. It's a very strange place.
No, but like, I don't think anybody, and also who gives a shit what people say? Like, I know it's easier said than done and it's taken me fucking forever to get to this point, but like, okay, let people, like, what is wrong with that? Like, what if you ghosted her? And then what? Like, the world's on fire. Our government's killing our citizens. Like, sometimes it's okay to ghost people, even if you did.
That's a very good point. That's very true.
Like, who cares what little Miss Fishmonger is, like, running around saying? Like, she's so... Yesterday, so... Oh, God. I don't know. I just think, like, I'm defensive of you, I think, because it's just like, fuck you, van girl. Like, I just don't... Ugh. I don't get it when people make up shit. But anyways, that's my mini rant of the day, apparently.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, I don't know. See, this is the thing. Like, I don't know if I was an asshole because I didn't know that she was in love with him and I wouldn't have made a move.
You're not the asshole. Are you joking? If she had said, this guy is coming to visit, we met on Tinder, decided we weren't romantic, and we're friends now, and says nothing else about the fact that, like, but I'm still in love with him. Don't sleep with him. You weren't on, like, the do not visit list. Like, why the fuck would you be like, no, there's a possibility that maybe one day she'll love him? Like,
Yeah. When you put it like that, that's a good point.
Like, if she had specifically stated, I mean, she clearly has that ability to, because she told him that he could only not sleep with one person.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, she definitely could have told me.
Homegirl's possible of it. She's butthurt that she didn't get the prize of gold, which is you.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you to say.
No, I just mean that, like, she's mad that she didn't get you. I mean, I'm sure you're a great person, but...
No. I knew what you meant. I knew. It's just, like, I don't know. I feel like I was, like, I don't know. It was such a messy situation. There was so much going on.
I feel such a relatable way about this because, like, I, too, am, like, the kind of person that will... Something will happen and then I'll look and say, like, what did I do? And, like, why was this my fault? Rather than just, like, maybe on this slight off chance, hear me out, it's not your fault.
Yeah. I feel like that's a very relatable,
like,
experience.
I agree. And I just don't. Also, who gives a shit? Like, she clearly sucks. Like, let's just put it how it is. Like, to quote Jennifer Coolidge in one of my favorite Hilary Duff movies, she's not very pretty and she's not very bright. I don't actually know if she's not pretty or not, but she doesn't seem bright, at least emotionally.
I mean, she's very emotionally stunted.
Well, yes.
Which is, I mean, you know, I've got issues too. Everyone has issues, but I don't, you know, like, emotionally terrorize people, or at least I try my very best not to. So I think, you know.
I think we all know that the only people that we should be emotionally terrorizing are our government and ICE.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the time that you got Alaska all hot and steamy. This was exciting. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Chris.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
There really is, as I get older, just nothing that pisses me off more than people who don't know how to communicate. And, like, listen, I'm not saying, like, I'm a perfect communicator, because I am not. I mean, like, let's just be so fucking upfront and for real. But, like, I just don't fuck with that kind of shit. It, like, pisses me off more and more with each passing day. Like, say how you fucking feel, say what you mean, and keep it moving. Ugh. Anyways, we have our final call of the episode. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Bev. How are you?
Stress, bitch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry for spamming the fuck out of you. Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
No, you're fine. It was, like, an emergency, like, because the government shutdown is supposed to happen tomorrow. And with ICE, like, they keep taking, you know, kidnapping people. And then they're missing court dates. So then we get a lot more clients and it's an influx.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we have to do the whole, like, what do you say to people when they're like, is this legal? And you have to say, I think so.
Oh, my God.
It's a scary reality, and I hate it.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I don't even feel like I'm doing enough. But also, the fuck can we do at this point?
No, it's such an indescribably difficult thing to even just, like, understand.
But that's also why I love you, though, because you're not afraid to talk about it. And I think I notice the people who are and the people who have that platform and just they shut up.
I was thinking about it today and I was like, I was scared. I was like, am I posting enough? Like, I never want people to think I don't care about something like this. And it's, like, hard because, like, it doesn't feel like something I should have to fucking say that, like, people don't deserve to be shot, even if they're guilty of a crime. Like,
no, literally.
It is so deeply disturbing and unimaginable. Like, I am somebody who can often put myself in other people's shoes. I can always think about it from a different perspective. There's no way that I...
Well, and that's why it's so hard when we have these meetings with clients and they come from somehow... We have, because I'm in Virginia, and there's some people that they're able to come out of detention, and they come and they sit with me. A lot of them don't speak English, and which is why they have to sit with me, and I will sit with them, and they go, okay, so I missed my court date, but ICE told me if I get in more trouble with the courts that they're going to deport me, but they just got me an FTA, like a failure to appear, because... they detained me. So, like, rock and hard place, is this legal? And I literally have to look at them and be like, yeah, like, I'm sorry. And I literally don't know how else to tell them, like, yeah, the government's allowed to ruin you legally and otherwise.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
it's a conversation I've never been prepped to have with people.
No, I truly cannot imagine. Like, I cannot imagine. And it just really shows you, like, the extent to which this trickles down to.
Oh, yeah. And then, so that's why it's, like, I know some influencers are, like, because I have a friend who's an influencer in, like, Miami, and she's, like, I don't think I post enough. And I always tell her, like, there's not really a quota. I think people seeing it, especially, you know, with algorithms, like, you don't even know if it's reaching people anyways. So if you're posting about it, period, it's already doing something for somebody.
No, totally.
You're doing more than someone else.
I know. It's just hard, though, because there's always going to be somebody who is like, you haven't, like, I've seen comments today that are like, why haven't you been talking about it? And I'm like, oh, my God, I've only been doing it on Instagram, because, like, Instagram just feels like the most easiest, like, yeah. It doesn't matter. It like, fuels, like, a thing in my head where I'm like, and not that posting, like, literally will change anybody's situation, like, upon impact, but it does feel, one, I mean, selfishly, it feels cathartic to, like, commiserate with everybody, but also, like, I just can't imagine not, like, it feels weird posting other shit. Like, I just went to a Hillary Duff concert, and, like, I felt weird posting about that.
Right, you feel weird enjoying your life.
Literally.
No, and I feel that way, too, and I'm not even an influencer. I'm like, am I allowed to, like, be positive right now while people are, like, really upset? And, like, I understand, but also, I think that's also what people look to some influencers for, is, yes, acknowledging, but also, like, you're why our spirits are up. Like, for instance, I watched Two Hot Takes this today, and Morgan, she sure did. She started out, she said, first of all, fuck ICE. I don't know how to say it enough, but fuck ICE. And she went on her rant, and then she said, I'm going to give you a episode with only updates. And you know what? That's a blessing. So, like, we take it how we can, and, like, laughter sometimes is literally so much. It's so much for people. So I'm telling you, like, I think you're doing so much, and you don't even realize it.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot. Like,
you don't have to see it to feel how much you are in, like, everybody's heart and everybody's mind. Like, just your energy is so much. Oh, and booger.
Oh, my. Well, that bitch hasn't posted anything about what's going on, so let's cancel her.
I mean, fake bitch, but we all know. We know her energy from the start. We subscribed knowing who that bitch was. And we said, I mean, period. Booger is that bitch.
She is a bitch and that bitch. Okay, but speaking of laughing, I need to know about what story you're bringing us today, because it was probably one of the more insane submissions I've received. I will say, I wrote it down even on the sheet that I look at when I record this. You said, and I quote, my first date showed me a dick pic at a restaurant before telling me about doing coke with Prince.
Regretfully, that's only like a fourth of what he did on that date. Also, I'm very aware I should not have stayed while I was there through this whole thing. I'm so aware. Okay.
I love that you're prefacing this all with that, because you're like, you know that I was going to ask, why the fuck did you stay? Okay, so how did you meet this first date?
Tinder.
It's always Tinder.
This was like maybe 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm lying. I'm blocking out COVID. I wish I could. Maybe this was like 2019.
Okay, 2019, and you met on Tinder. What attracted you about this person?
Okay, regretfully, I was shallow, and he was fine.
And that's okay. That's what 2019, that was of the time.
And he, like, was super, super short, like, with his words, not like, actually.
Oh, I was going to say, are you into pocket princes, or is that a kink?
Dude,
or?
I'm trying to climb a man like a tree, and he was 6'4".
Ow.
So,
wow.
I was like, amazing. But when he talked to me, he was like very short, but he was very intent on making plans, which is why I was like, oh, a man about his business. So
no,
I was like, sure.
There's something so, so sexy about when someone is just direct.
Yes. But also, in hindsight, he just is not that bright.
Well, yeah, honey, it's a man.
Well, yes, the standards are already in hell, on Satan's asshole. So,
like,
yes.
It's like, it really is, I feel like, such a cliche person being like, well, it's a man. Duh, of course he's not the brightest bulb in the box. But it's like, even in this episode, we've just seen, like, what is happening with the men these days? Like, what is going on?
My mom used to tell me when I was younger, she was like, I have a theory that all men were dropped on their heads when they were younger.
And like, not no. I literally was dropped on my head. So right now we're one for one on the statistics. We're 100%.
Killing it.
It almost killed me.
I mean, yes, but yay, you're here.
Ugh, is that yay? I mean, I know. Jesus. Okay, so he made plans with you. What was the date? You dinner?
He wanted to go to this, I guess it's not a dive bar, but it should be a dive bar. And we have like a ton of them here. So he was like, oh, I know someone who works at this restaurant. We should go there for dinner.
Oh my God, that is the worst reason to have a first date and pick a first date. Oh.
Well, what he didn't tell me was he didn't know someone who worked in the restaurant. He knew the guy who sold drugs outside the restaurant, and he just needed to hand him, like, something that he left in his car the other day.
Yeah, it's called a 20, and it's for a little Ziploc bag, babe.
Literally, I was like, if he just wanted to go by, let me know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was your first date, and he showed you his dick. How did it get to that?
So first, I got there. I'm a dance teacher. And I get there, and he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm grabbing gas, and then I'll be on my way. An hour and a half later, I'm aware I should have left. But an hour and a half later, he shows up.
Oh, girl. No, that's like, you super duper should have left. Like, I know you prefaced, but girl, there was not enough preface in the preface.
Like, I'm a recovering people pleaser to the extreme.
No, I hear that loud and clear. Like,
and I was like, no, because when I leave, he's going to pull up and then I'm going to feel bad.
100%.
Like, I kept.
100%. Is that what we all tell ourselves? Is that like the second we leave, that's going to happen? I do that all the time.
Yeah, in reality, he just didn't leave his house in time. So he got here late.
Damn.
So we go in and I didn't see his car. And I don't know what car he drives. And so what I do is what anybody would do. And I texted him and I said, hey, I'll meet you at the front. And I guess he saw my text as we were both walking up. And he was like, what, are you afraid I'm going to fucking kidnap you? That's the first thing he says to me in person.
Well, considering that he just did a drug deal, that is on the list of possibilities, buddy. You can't joke about that.
Yeah. And then we get in there. We get seated. He picks the table because they were pretty empty at the time. And they were like, sit where you want. He sits next to, like, you know when there's at servers, they have like an out window where all the food goes?
Yeah.
So his side of the table is backed up to that. But he's not super close to it. Just the waitresses kept going that way the whole night.
Okay.
So every time they would pass him, he would go, God, they keep touching my ass. They really keep trying to touch my ass. And they weren't.
I'm like at such a loss for words. He's making up the fact that the waitresses walking by are touching his ass.
Like, as they're walking past him, he's like dramatically moving away from them to make it seem like, oh my gosh, I have to get away from them because they're harassing me.
Okay.
And then because of that, he's rude to our waitress, which I already felt bad enough. And I felt so bad for her. I ended up sliding her a 20 when I left.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I wrote I'm sorry in Sharpie on the 20.
Oh, it was one of those. Damn.
But he was like, I just took a ton of cash out the ATM. Get whatever you want. We're going to be bar hopping tonight. And I told him I hate bar hopping. And he was like, no, we're going to bar hop tonight. And I said, I will not, but you may. I'm going to order now.
Wow. I mean, the spark that's coming off of this match is just...
This is what the notebook was written about.
He stole the words out of my mouth.
But yeah, the food comes out, and because he had started a tap... Oh my God, I forgot. He kept getting Jack and Cokes. Jack and Cokes and a beer every time he orders. A Jack and Coke and a beer. A Jack and Coke and a beer. He did it 8 times.
He had 16 drinks?
Indeed.
Whoa. Oh my God.
So they hand him the receipt because he had opened a tab. And he goes, what do you think I should tip them? And I go, well, standard is 20%. And he goes, that was a hint. You were supposed to offer to pay the tip.
Oh, my God. So, wait, how does he get to showing you a dick pic?
Well, he pays the tab, and then we're just talking because there's, like, music playing and stuff. And we were just talking. And he goes, so are you going to let me hit tonight? And I said, no, sir.
Are you gonna let me hit tonight? Oh my God. And they say romance is dead? That is poetry. I might fucking learn cross stitching just to put that on a pillow.
And when I said no, he said, fine, then you can pay the tip. And I was like, whatever. But then he was like, well, if you're worried about your car, my friends call me State Farm. Like, you're in good hands. I got you, okay? And I was like, I'm really okay.
Did you not laugh in that man's face?
I did. And then I realized he was serious. And it was like, oh. So then he pulls out his phone and goes, I know you have nudes on your phone. Let me see them. And I was like, actually, I don't.
Okay.
Because so I'm in the arts, but I'm not creative.
We're all on the same page that he is wild and off the cocaine.
Yes. But he's like, let me see your phone. I want to see your nudes. And I was like, I don't have nudes. He's like, you don't have any nudes? And I'm like, no. There's this awkward pause. He slides his phone over and then props it up to where it's like right in front of my face. There's a child behind me and it's a dick pic. And I go, and what the fuck is that? And he said, I just want you to know what you're working with for when I hit later.
Okay. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That, God, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm thinking about is the, aren't you lucky I didn't kidnap you line, and then him getting rejected from, quote, hitting. I have a follow-up question. Was the dick at least nice?
It was girthy, but it was still short.
Ooh, it was a beer can?
I would have been pissed.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, was asking mostly, well, one, obviously nosy, duh, oh, guilty, but two, like, for research of, like,
right,
these overcompensating men who are working with, nothing impressive.
And it never is.
It's always the case.
But then I just kept looking at him. I was like, there's a child behind me. He's like, that fucking kid's gonna see a penis one day.
And then I'm going to hate crime him for being a homosexual.
Literally. So then I was talking about a concert that I was going to, like in the coming weeks. And he's like, you know that the artists are never actually on the stage. And I was like, Christ in heaven, what are you talking about?
Does he think they're holograms?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I actually might have you go back to that dive bar to the man standing out front so you can get whatever this guy is on, because I think I want some.
And I'm willing to bet it was fucking oregano. Let's be real.
Well, yeah, girl, please.
But he was like, I know they're holograms. They like to, a lot of artists like to watch their shows from the back of the theater, so they put a hologram on the stage. And I go, where is this theory from?
Also, have you heard of a video camera?
But he goes, it's from when I went to go see Prince. And I said, okay, keep going. What's the theory? And he goes, well, I lost my ticket to go, but it was like an amphitheater where you could still see on the stage from the parking lot.
Okay.
And so as he's walking back to his car, he sees a tour bus. Because obviously artists park in the same area that everyone else does. And he's like, yeah. And I see the tour bus open and Prince and his entourage get off. And I was like, the Prince? I would more so believe the Prince of Lake Africa from those scam emails than Prince himself. But he said, no, Prince. And this man proceeds to tell me that Prince was saying, yeah, I watched my show from the tour bus You know what, man? You look like you're a really honest guy. Come with me. They go into the tour bus. Prince offers him, you know, to go skiing with him. And naturally he does it, because why wouldn't you go skiing with Prince? And then he says, why don't you fuck these women that are in here? I'm going to grab you some merch and sign it for you.
Did he have the signed Prince merch?
I'm so glad you asked, because I asked. And he said, when I left the tour bus and Prince drove away, a crowd mobbed me. They beat me up and stole everything from me. I was like, oh my God, your wallet too? Nope, just the merch.
I'm dead. What did he take for that one? I mean, like, I also want to ski with Prince. I mean, that sounds amazing. In general admission parking. I mean, rock out with your coke out.
No, but really, I was like, he's not even in preferred parking. That's crazy. But then the day ends with him telling me, well, I'm bar hopping, and since you don't want to bar hop, I'll walk you to your car. And I was like, no, I think I'll be safer alone. You stay here.
That part.
And he goes, that's fine. There's women here that will fuck me in an instant. And I'm going to go find one.
I would have been like, I don't want to let you hit, end quote, because you can't even defend yourself from a crowd of people at a Prince concert.
At a Prince concert. And you know none of them bitches have muscles at a Prince concert. Let's be so real.
That is...
the Prince concert.
That is wild. I really don't know why I thought we were going to get a genuine story of someone doing...
No.
Cocaine with Prince. I don't know why.
Also, understand, I debriefed my mom right after this.
Oh, my God. The way I would have called every single fucking person in my phone and told them this story. I would not have left the parking lot until the next day.
That's why I know the story so well, because I still tell it to this day. Because I'm like, there's no way I'm the only one with this experience. He must have told other people or done the same shit to other people. But so far, just me.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, and this is what I mean when I tell people I'm unfortunately straight.
No, that is real. One of my best friends says that all the fucking time. Because we're like, you're not gay a little? And she's like, trust me, I fucking wish I was at this point.
No, that's what everyone says to me. And I'm like, I swear to God, if it really was a choice, like they say, this is not the choice I would make.
Yeah, no, 100%. I don't envy you at all. That really sounds horrific. Like, just start to finish. What an upsetting date. We've heard a lot of dates on this show. That is honestly one of the more upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Well, Bev, thank you so much for sharing and for all that you're doing for people out there. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, thank you for calling me. You made my literal day because, you know, with everything that sucks right now, I needed a little bit of light. And normally my light comes on Tuesdays when you have your podcast, but this was great. Thank you so much. You're like, you're doing so much, and I really need you to understand, like, I really do appreciate everything that you're doing and you're not doing.
Thank you, I think.
Because those things are...
That was...
No, the things that you're not doing, like, not saying stupid shit.
Oh. No, you don't have to thank me for not saying stupid shit. Like, that's... that means we've officially, like, entered hell. Like, hell.
I mean, yes.
But I appreciate that. That is really kind. And I...
But thank you so much. And I'm glad I could give you a little bit of my trauma.
Honestly, I really did enjoy watching your concert from the tour bus. Honestly.
Christ.
It was wonderful. Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Guys. This was one of my favorite stories. Like, one, the nowadays be hitting Yes, the same nowadays that supported this episode. Guys, seriously, use code Clemens. I'm not kidding. I'm going to do that right after this episode is being recorded. But oh my God, I really thoroughly enjoyed how stupid with two O's that phone call was. And it was also nice to just have like a fucking normal, real conversation with everything that's happening in life. Like it feels less like you're observing this all alone. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to give this 5 stars and leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People as well as our YouTube channel to see video episodes. And for those of you who support the Patreon, I will see you for the Chris vs. the People after show right now. But if you're not going to be there, I will see you next week. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.